From North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Nora Grove with your headlines for Wednesday, April 24th. Assemblymember Alex Lee of California's 24th District came to Chico last week to talk to residents about his plan for a possible statewide housing authority. NSPR's Eric Adams reports.
Lee, who represents parts of Alameda and Santa Clara counties, recently saw several multi-income social housing projects around the world. He says a statewide agency could pursue a similar approach.
I believe this is an idea that breaks across rural, urban, suburban, Republican, Democrat, independent.
Chico was recently placed second in the state for the highest number of rent-burdened households. Lee, on his first visit to Chico, says he did not expect a ranking that high, and it brought to light some of the region's challenges.
It's a very unique situation where you have an influx of attention and resources because of all the fires and displacement that's happening. Even though you're in a rural context, you have high levels of homelessness, high levels of rent burden.
Lee participated in a panel discussion that also included Councilmember Addison Winslow, Chico State Social Work Assistant Professor Molly Calhoun, and Ed Mayer, Director of Butte County's Housing Authority. Lee has tried unsuccessfully two times before to push for a California Housing Authority. His last effort was vetoed by Governor Gavin Newsom. But Lee says he feels there's enough support this time around. In Chico, I'm Eric Adams.
North State residents are accustomed to seeing iconic Mount Shasta blanketed in snow year-round. But the mountain's snow cap is slowly melting away. According to reporting by the Redding Record Searchlight, a geographer who has studied the mountain for a dozen years says global warming is taking a measurable toll. Two back-to-back seasons of heavy snowfall have provided a temporary reprieve, but the Conwakaton Glacier on Shasta's south side will need at least a decade of above-average snowfall to recover, and that's not likely to happen. Other glacier areas in the state are also in bad shape, and the demise of glaciers is now a worldwide phenomenon. And in other news, California lawmakers rejected a proposal on Monday that would have cracked down on the ways state utilities spend ratepayer money. Under current rules, utilities can't pass along the cost of things like advertising and lobbying onto customers. Those bills should instead go to private investors. But the Associated Press reports that some consumer groups, say big companies like PG&E, are circumventing those rules and in fact are spending customer money on advertising, which they disguise as public service announcements, as well as on funding for trade groups which act as lobbyists. A proposed bill would have expanded the list of prohibited uses of funds and allowed regulators to fine misbehaving companies. It failed in committee for the second time following pushback from utilities. And health advocates rallied at the state capitol yesterday, calling on Governor Gavin Newsom's administration to protect state funding for AIDS and HIV treatment programs. Cap Radio's Chris Nichols has the story.
Newsom's initial budget proposed borrowing $500 million in AIDS drug assistance money to help close California's budget shortfall. The deficit has been estimated at tens of billions of dollars. Chaplain MacArthur Flournoy with the Sacramento HIV Planning Council says California should be expanding AIDS funding, not taking it away.
People living with HIV need more than medication. There's housing. There's mental health support. We see a deterioration of our health. I'm not speaking as one who's an observer. I'm speaking as a man who's lived with HIV for 37 years.
The Newsom administration describes the change as a budgetary loan from the AIDS program to the state's general fund. Chris Nichols, Cap Radio News.
Chico State is partnering with seven North State community colleges to help transfer students succeed in their education. The eight schools will sign a memoranda of understanding to formalize dual admission and streamline transfers for students looking to receive a bachelor's degree at the university. Admission will be guaranteed for students from the seven colleges that meet minimum eligibility requirements and apply by the necessary deadlines. The participating community colleges are Butte College, College of the Siskiyou, Feather River College, Lassen Community College, Shasta College, Woodland Community College, and Yuba College. And a note for transparency that NSPR is licensed to Chico State. Also, the water supply allocation forecast is getting another bump this year. The Department of Water Resources announced yesterday an increase of 40%, up from 30% last month. This would provide an additional 422,000 acre feet of water, enough water to serve an estimated 1.5 million households for a year. And finally, a bill in the state legislature is aimed at making it easier for you to see exactly what DoorDash, Uber Eats, and other delivery services are charging you. The measure would require food delivery apps to be more transparent about the various costs charged to customers and restaurants. Keith Corbin is the executive chief and co-owner of Alta Adams in Los Angeles. He supports the bill and told lawmakers he can't afford to use delivery platforms.
They literally was asking for 30%. That 30%, if I tack that on to my prices, like, I wouldn't sell on that platform anyway. And then people get a misconception about what our real prices is in the restaurant and probably not even come in person. And so I chose not to go with the platforms.
Business groups that oppose the measure say requiring platforms to share what fees restaurants are paying is unnecessary. The bill has passed the Senate Business Professions and Economic Development Committee. It heads next to Appropriations. And those are your headlines for Wednesday, April 24th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Eva Nora Grove.